The Rise Guys Morning Show.
The Rise Guys. When news matters, it matters where you get your news. It's Rise Guys Headlines.
Good morning, everyone.
Paige, breaking news. I did respond to Willow Avalon.
Yay.
Nice.
I said, I just made it up.
She's probably up.
By talking about you on my radio show. But I did point out that you misspelled mama.
Did you tell her we got an award?
No. I'm sure she will see the verified check mark and go check out my profile and
say,
who is this hot guy? And then she'll see that. And then she'll say, oh, wow, he's a grandfather.
I don't even know if she's got any awards. We got an award.
She'll have some soon. She's real good. Also from Carlton, Georgia. I don't know if you pointed that out or not.
What if she treats her gimmick like a piece of paper and her thumb's an eraser when she looks at your picture?
You know, you're not. I'm going to beef on you now.
She might not click off your profile, you know. She might not be walking tomorrow.
Loretta Lynn, that's who she looks like. I was trying to think of the name earlier.
Okay.
I love her groceries.
She's pretty.
That's Laura Lynn.
All right. Well.
Are you thinking of Melissa Gilbert from?
That's Little House on the Prairie.
That's the show. You think of Laura Ingalls Wilder.
Oh, that's the one. She wrote books and fell down a hill.
You're thinking of Gene Wilder. What you got confused with the saying Gene Willikers?
Willy Wonka.
Willy Honka.
Johnny Depp.
Oh, that's a fussing character.
Willy Honka?
Willy Honka. Put that on there.
All right, then.
I'm flaming out. Yeah. Not like that.
You have for years.
I got big underwear. I can't be in that community. The people in Jethro, he's got the same issue I do, too.
Big underpants?
What do you mean?
His underwear is messed up. Like, it's spelled wrong. He's got big underwear,
It's not that they were bootleg or that you were so big, but it's where the seams meet. And it said Reebok. Well, I thought his underwear was like
they're kind of like seconds when they sit in the back.
You're wearing AI underwear.
Yeah, bootleg draws.
Or make them bigger.
Reebok.
All right, well, headlines brought to us by Gosling Electric. Did you know that there is a problem with these Instagram influencers? Such a big problem that there's a rural area in Italy where the local farmers have set up turnstiles, like the ones at amusement parks, to charge the traveling influencers who are showing up in droves to take pictures for their social media content, and it's very annoying. So they decided to do that. It seems silly, and it is, but...
It's no more different than, going to pay, you know, many of us have the year pass, but many of you have to pay like $6, I believe it is, unless you have your kids lay down in the back seat and the park ranger. But I'm saying, like, you pay to go into a park, to go in there and take your pictures and do all that stuff. Like, yeah, I mean...
And that's for maintenance, though, to keep a park nice and keep it clean. Because people are notoriously dirty and all their garbage.
Oh, dirty people. You know what's crazy is, like, you never see, like, the kind of person you're describing, you never see those kind of people go to parks. Like, you don't.
Yeah, you really don't.
It's weird. Like, I mean, y'all probably could go in there and hide for, like, 30 days, make moonshine, live in a tent.
If you must.
A ghillie suit?
They're only going to go in so far to find you, you know?
Yeah.
You go up to the fish snatchery and pretty much hide wherever.
Yeah, you could go missing for a long time.
Fat Boy's living in Stump House Tunnel right now. No one knows.
Really? It's the only cool place to go?
Yep.
I always thought...
He's making some cheese for everyone.
Maybe there's a relative that could have hidden some body somewhere.
Right.
Yeah, you don't know.
Right. No one does.
Yeah, because there was like a mound that I found, and I think it was just maybe a deer buried... But I never researched it.
You thought it was a burial mound?
No, it was just like something in the ground that somebody had buried something. Or maybe a bunch of stuff fell over a stump. I don't know. Mm. I just assumed that it was somebody hunting. They killed a deer and buried the body and took the head.
Jesus.
Yeah, that likely is not ever going to happen. If they're not going to cut the head off right there and leave all that meat.
I don't know.
Maybe they were using buckshot and they're like, you know, guys, we're not going to be able to get all the buckshot out of this hind end.
leave
it here for God.
I remember him. He used to work here.
Hind end?
Buckshot.
Oh. Oh, I know what you're talking about.
Come on, man.
There's another one of those inside jokes that four people got. But the four people that got it are dying laughing.
I love
it. It's fun. Mm. It's like talking about Willie F. Words.
Oh, they just took back a piece of the award.
No. No, dude, how did that happen? It's like in Back to the Future where the picture starts to disappear. We're missing one of the points on the star for it now.
Uh-oh.
They take a little bit at a time.
Oh, no. We love the FCC and fading? South Carolina Broadcasting Association. Well, love all forms of media.
If you love Stranger Things, this might pique your interest.
Well, I love it. It's not started back yet, though.
Yeah. Well, Finn Wolfhard.
You are.
Wolford. Says that
Wolford.
That there's a Stranger Things spinoff that would probably be something like David Lynch's Twin Peaks.
I can never get into that show. The first one or the second one.
I feel like if you got into that show, you would like to go to an Eyes Wide Shut party. And yeah. You would participate.
Yeah, I feel like it was X-Files for women.
Very strange.
But also with some like...
Well, X-Files was for women too. What do you mean?
Yeah, but I mean like this is more of like a amped up type of sexier type of X-Files.
Oh, okay.
Stuff women like.
It's like innuendos and through the walls. Does the sweat run down my balls?
Huh? All these female files. All ski mother.
No, go ahead, Paige. I forgot what I was going to say. It just went into a freestyle.
So this would be sort of an anthology and with different tones. And it would be the similar universe or same universe.
Oh, they're going the Marvel route now.
But it would be all tied together through the Upside Down.
They're going to have a Black Stranger Things. They're going to have like a Squid Game Stranger Things.
They got a real Squid Game show. Did you know about that? People compete in the games.
Like, do they die?
No.
That's not fun anymore.
They're not killing them.
Ah, damn.
Don't you wish... What was the movie? I think... I have a hard time saying his last name, so I got to sound it out. Because even when you say it right, it doesn't sound right. Jason Statham.
You did it.
Jason Statham.
Jason
Remember
Statham.
Remember there was... I think Stone Cold was in the movie where they were all like on Life in Prison. Life in Prison.
The Condemned?
Was that the one? And they had a race. They raced. They had a race.
They put them on an island, and you had to kill people to get out of prison.
Okay, so maybe I'm not, throw Stone Cold out. This was another one. It's like Fast and the Furious, but it was this deadly racetrack, and whoever won got released from prison. Jason Statham.
It was some kind of. I'm gonna look that up because I remember.
Fuffer and Fuckatass.
No, there's no S name in the end of Jason's.
No wonder Rosie Statham. Didn't take his last name. She didn't know how to say it.
It is
Hi,
Jason.
I am Rosie Statham.
No S, no plural.
Death Race?
Statham. You did it first.
Death Race.
Death Race.
What's that streaming on? Does it say? I'd like to go back and watch it. I'll add it to my QE.
You got to pay for it. It's not a free stream.
Well, the hell with that, then. I'll you just remember it fondly.
You got to pay to watch me go around the track.
You got to walk. You got to pay to watch Jason Statham.
I told you, watch your money.
It so good.
Well, I usually don't get to. It never comes up.
Oh, crap. We stood Jug up last night, dude. I just realized today's Wednesday.
Oh.
What are you supposed
to
do?
He bought tickets.
Jug.
Shoot.
He bought you a ticket.
You too.
They're unavailable.
Not the band. You also.
I'd seen it already. I said
Where
Jug.
Where were you supposed to go with Jug?
Damn.
What'd you do, dummy?
The movies last night.
Yeah.
To see
Butt Naked Gun.
Oh, you disappointed him.
Damn.
Shame on you.
He opened a group text. He
you watch old Liam Nelson. He's funny in that movie.
It's Liam Nielsen.
Oh, yeah. Pamela Anderson.
Is that Irish guy?
No.
Not that one.
Pamela Anderson. Pamela Anderson's in it, yes.
Yeah.
Yes.
Okay.
I thought it was pretty good.
Yeah, I want to see it.
You can't compare it to the original. Plus, the story keeps it moving along enough to, you know, they're not focusing on like certain jokes.
When did I'll tell you, nobody. Out? It came out Friday?
Yeah, this past weekend. Nobody in our showing popped at the OJ joke because they'd seen it already. Like they put it in the trailer.
Oh, yeah.
So
that's like the one, like the part where the comes in dressed like a kid to rob the bank or whatever. Like you're already knowing that's. Are there any more fun little.
Yeah, there's some fun stuff in there. That was in the very beginning, too, how to kick it off.
I hate when they do that. And they show, especially when they do like 5-6 versions, they'll do it with superhero movies. They'll show 5-6 different trailers, and then you can collectively like cut out the bull crap, and you've seen the movie, kind of.
Yeah, somebody pointed out something in the credits. You got to watch the credits, and then they slide stuff in there too. It said set dressings. It said Italian, French, Thousand Islands, like stuff like that.
Deadpool freaking. that's awesome.
It was really good, man. Check it out. Let's hear Liam Neeson say, "Daddy." It's funny to hear him say, "Daddy,
give me back my son."
It's Frank Jr., Daddy.
I know. I always quote Mel Gibson for his role in that other movie, thinking it's from Taken.
All right. Freedom.
Give it back, my boy.
I'm Paige, and that's your Rise Guys headlines.
It's been taken. They got him a third time, right?
Yeah, it was three.
God, fool me once. Shame on you.
Uh-huh.
Yeah.
Fool can't get fooled again.
I missed W.
That's my favorite quote from him. That should be on some kind of big, like, marble or granite monolith in front of his presidential library.
It should be.
Fool me once.
Just like they put Tebow's speech on in granite in front of Ben Griffin Hill Stadium.
How about Johnny? Oh, I sent you that. Johnny Manziel now will, for a premium, will sign his middle name, which according to his signature is Effin. He'll write Johnny F Word Manziel for like an additional $50.
What if he would have signed it Johnny Mac Brown? That would have been a little weird.
John Rock, you got to pay him extra to not put bad things and slurs on his autograph.
The Odyssey app's got you covered with all things Rise Guys. Listen live and on demand to the Rise Guys on the Odyssey app.
You're listening to the Rise Guys Morning Show.
It's the All Advice Show, and y'all going to love this one. She wants to stay anonymous. And let me give you the phone numbers before we even begin. 1-800-774-0093. 1-800-774-0093. I suspect that we'll get a lot of feedback from women on this. Now, not that men, I mean, men certainly as well, but...
Oh, yeah, definitely men.
This is a thing where a woman listening right now, there's no thought to either what she would do, she already knows what she would do, or this has happened, and she could maybe give this young lady some advice. After hearing what's happened, I don't blame her. I know why she wants to be anonymous, so let's bring her on now and say, good morning, Anonymous.
Good morning.
Ah,
yeah.
You sound down.
Aww.
Sound like somebody's been crying. Maybe you had a gas station breakfast. I don't know.
She ain't sick, fat boy. She's in a tough spot right now. All right, break it down with us if you would. You've been with this guy for quite a while, right?
Yeah, 2 years last month, and it's serious. We're planning to move in together when my lease is up in October.
I mean, 2 years now is a long time. I mean, you're probably practically married at this point.
Pretty much, yeah. You pretty much are. So, I've already kind of said, but we have to storytell here. You recently found something out, and it's not because you were snooping or anything, right?
Right. I took a couple pieces of jewelry he gave me, a ring and a bangle bracelet, mm-hmm. to get cleaned. And they're both really pretty. I just wanted them shined up. And the jeweler looks at me and he says, you know, these aren't real, right?
Like, we're talking about fake, like maybe from some guy off of Facebook or like definitely not real.
Like costume jewelry?
Fake, like costume jewelry. Yeah, and the guy even showed me under a light. Like he said, no diamonds, no gold. And, you know, I was shocked. I had no idea. I mean, my finger, it never turned green or anything.
Okay, so I was going to ask that. Because, you know, maybe it's just like gold-plated or whatever. So you're walking around thinking, you know, you're rocking the good. And then really it's just some kind of metal material that they use for belt buckles or Paige's earrings.
Yeah, exactly. And
I don't know
what to do.
Yeah,
I truly don't think he like meant to deceive me, you know, and I think he thinks it's real, and I don't know, he just made a big deal about, you know, both gifts. So
yeah, so with bless you, how big of a deal are we talking here? Like, you know, when you said he made a big deal about them, like dinner and a card, or like he get down on one knee with a fog machine, got a little Jodeci or some Boyz II Men playing in the background. What do we do? He's not proposing
no,
or anything.
No, not proposal level. But like, I wanted to, you know, I wanted you to have something special, you know, that kind of thing. And it felt real and genuine.
Yeah. So... The million-dollar question, or in this case, maybe the 1995 plus tax question from the kiosk in the mall. Like, do you tell him or keep it to yourself? That's the big question I think we've been asking since we heard from you yesterday.
Exactly. That's what I need help with. You know, if he knew it was fake, I'd be really disappointed, right?
Yeah.
But I also think he'd be embarrassed if I told him, and I don't want to humiliate him.
Can you just go get it replaced? Get it?
Oh,
next?
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. Tell him.
Like, you haven't told your friends?
No, no way. I'm so embarrassed. One of my friends is married to a jeweler, and another one is always bragging about her Cartier bracelet. You know, like, they'd totally roast me.
Oh,
so,
man.
No. Mm-mm.
Girl, they would have a meme made by lunchtime about you, I feel like.
Sure.
I don't know.
She don't know how much he makes either, so there's that.
Is it? What
no.
is it?
She doesn't know how much
he
makes.
2 months worth, or what is it for a ring?
Well, they're not. It's not an engagement ring, right?
No.
It's just like a wedding, just a ring.
No, it's
ring.
Not any.
Yeah.
It's just regular jewelry. I know he does all right, you know, and he owns his own car. He goes on trips with friends sometimes, but we've just never talked specifics. I don't even know what his salary is.
Is it pretty?
Is it what?
Do you like it?
The ring?
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, well, it's very pretty. Like I said, I just wanted to get it all shined up.
So you've been together for 2 years, and you talk about moving in, but you don't talk about money? Like, I mean,
I know.
They don't come up?
Well, I mean, I get that you're not wanting to be like that girl who asks about money and all that, but you also probably don't want to be that girl who's now iced out in aluminum. I mean, I hate to say it.
I mean,
seriously, like, either he's pulling the wool over your eyes or somebody pulled it over his, and either way, that's not good, you know?
Yeah, but does he have to? If you're not engaged, do you have to get real stones all the time? I don't know if there's, like, anything in the book of etiquette for that. I mean, did he say this means we're going steady or I don't know.
Well, clearly. Like, what do you mean, though? Like, yeah. I mean, if somebody gives you jewelry, they don't say, hi, here is a gold bracelet for you. But,
right.
I mean, it's generally, if it's gold, you think that it's gold.
You assume it's
mm-hmm.
gold.
And her finger and her wrist didn't turn green or anything, so there's no reason for her to. She just wanted it all shined up. Hey,
right.
Get rhythm. So do you wear the stuff still, like, around him or what?
Actually, no. I don't even wear the jewelry right now. It's in a drawer, and it just, mm-hmm. I don't know, it just feels weird now, you know? Like, if that makes sense.
I cannot imagine walking around carrying the emotional weight of some cubic zirconia. I imagine it's tough.
Yeah,
I
he really gave do. You probably gave you a fake and doesn't even realize it.
Probably.
Well, here's what I say. You got to tell him. You gotta. What do you call him? You call him honey, babe. What's your little word for him? You know you got something for him.
Yeah, babe.
Okay.
We just say babe.
See, I read something, or Paige said it in news the other day. Oh. That's the number one phrase that men and women in America call each other in
yeah.
a relationship.
Babe is good. Or,
okay.
Or dude.
So no. So say, hey,
my
babe.
Dude.
I took in to get cleaned, you know, the jewelry, the bracelet and the ring or whatever, and the jewelry, the jeweler, he said something that surprised me, and then go through it and just see how he reacts.
Yeah, I wouldn't be confrontational. I, you kind of play it cool, and, you know, if he gets defensive, then you'll know something's up, like, it's fake.
Okay, but, like, what if it hurts him, you know, or if he thinks that I'm being ungrateful, right, which I'm not, but what if he thinks
I know,
that?
I can tell you're not. I mean, you're wanting, you're not trying to, you know, tell him you love the gesture, and you were surprised, but you didn't want to, you know, the big thing is here, someone sold this to him, whether he bought it as not being real, or you're saying, hey, babe, you need to go get your money back. You're looking out for him. It's not putting him down, I don't think.
That's a good point, because if he knows it's fake when he got it, then he's already nervous, like, kind of waiting for you to find out.
If it doesn't matter, because it's not an engagement ring, just take it as a gift and wear it when you want to, or don't wear it at all.
You're missing the point.
What is the point, though?
The point is, while he did not say, here, anonymous, I don't want to say her real name, here is a 24-karat gold ring for you. He gave her a ring that looks gold, and it was for, you know, like, a nice situation or whatever.
That'd be real suspicious.
It's assumed that it is.
I'm just seeing it like maybe it's a cocktail ring or something that you can wear when you're dressed up a certain way that you don't have to
but
wear.
But that would still be gold or silver.
Yeah, but it's not the end. I mean, I would. Honesty is always the best approach, so you don't act like you're keeping something from him and you're deep down and angry with him. You need to tell him how you feel.
If he knows it's fake, he's sweating bullets already.
Like every time y'all watch, like a Skittles comes on, or when those Ponche's commercials
you walk past comes on, walk past the jewelry store, like anything.
He's like, no, we're not getting on. We're not going on Augusta Road today. Not going to do it. But you want to clear the air with him though, because especially moving in together. You know the thing about salary, that's one thing. I mean, you don't want to say to your man or woman, you know, you don't want to say, hey, how much you make a year? But if you're talking about building a home together, not literally, but
it's
making a home together. You got to kind of figure that out, too.
This is the Rise Guys Morning Show.
I hate to say this. Paige's best work, believe it or not, is off the air.
Yeah, it really
is. God bless, woman. Live from callrob.com studio in Greenville, South Carolina. I don't know what that meant either, but damn it, it wasn't funny. I mean, what? Damn it, it was funny.
But it was true.
Famous people born on August 6th. Happy birthday.
Or suck it. I was borderline on this one, but we'll do it.
Diabetes? No,
because I got the pre-diabetes. This is where your neck starts getting leathery. She was on the show with her husband at the time. He was Peter Brady. They had a reality show together.
Give me the initials.
AC.
Adrian Curry.
It is Adrian Curry's birthday. I didn't know if we wanted to do her. She was borderline.
Always. Like, you mean like interview?
She was Playboy back in the day, and I remember being nice on the phone when she was on.
Yeah, it was
she's a big gamer.
And you know what was weird is like, and I was probably one of them who thought, she's just taking advantage of him and his celebrity. But like, nothing against him, but he didn't have all that much at that point.
Was that how they got together? Christopher Knight.
It was from Surreal Life.
Yes, yeah, one of those.
Yeah, and then, but then again, you got to think, okay. I was telling you about this earlier. There's people that get on these reality shows or young athletes that go and spend all this money on clothes and stuff.
Young studs.
And they're like, I got to represent my brand. But like, you're on a reality show. Like, you're a rookie. Like, let's worry if you're going to have a sophomore year or if you're going to have a spinoff of this show.
Yep.
And that's what I thought that was. She really wanted some fame. And I was like, What would get you? That was at a time where VH1 was spinning off everybody's show. I mean, Flava Flav had a dating show, and now he owns Red Lobster.
We had Big John in here, Brett Michaels, and then we had the guys from Tool Academy in here. This was before they made the video together.
Oh, yeah, otherwise it wouldn't happen. Anyway, how old is Adrian Curry, you asked? Paige, what would you say?
I don't know, 40?
Oh, wow. I'm going to say she's 52.
She's 43. Mm. Young when he married her. They're not together anymore.
Wow.
They divorced.
She moved into that Comic-Con world where she's doing that cosplay stuff. She might be on OnlyFans now.
She might actually. She might wear those.
Isn't everybody on?
I'm not. I'm on OnlyFans. I have one.
Paige and Bonnie Blue, the only two not on OnlyFans.
Are you an influencer of hers?
I'm just, no. And I don't condone what she does, but...
People earlier thought you were talking about butter. I was like, you didn't say Blue Bonnet.
Adrian Curry's pretty.
She is pretty. I like Dale as well.
Do you recognize this theme song? Her documentary on Hulu was good, too.
Give me the initials.
SMF.
Skeet, 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 mother blanker.
No.
Nailed it.
Sarah Michelle Keller.
No.
I don't know.
Soleil Moon Fry.
Oh, Punky.
Yeah.
This is Punky Brewster theme song.
Okay.
She grew up and had some big ones. But she got a reduction. Still got big ones.
Well.
Appreciate the doctor for looking out for us men on
that. Very famous dad.
Yeah, but I know somebody who had that done one time. It's like if you're small frame, but you have big old gollywhoppers, if you get a reduction, it helps with your back and stuff.
Yeah.
But you don't. You don't say take it all. It's
I would
do something. Like it hurts your back.
You better unwish that manifestation because we're in the Lionsgate portal right now.
I unwish it.
We're in the Lionsgate portal.
Standing jug up for movies. Watching Butt Naked Gun.
He responded to. He said, "No big deal. You only wasted my $8."
Like, I'll tell you what Joe Gorder do. Movie reviews in the car, driving around the track.
That'd be great. Yeah.
He watches everything that comes out.
He gets excited about it. That's the best thing.
He's a cinephile.
Like, he really wants to go see him.
Soleil Moon Fry.
Yeah, that's, yep. They were watching Cocaine Bear, that race where it got postponed. He said they had to come back from the theater to finish the race.
That's true.
That's kind of fun.
Punky Brewster.
Yes.
What'd you say? I'm sorry.
I'm going to go 52.
49.
She is 49 years old. Paige nailed it.
I'm not. I'm still on Bonnie you. Blue.
Well, you might not get off it for a while.
Yeah, she's got her credit card out now. A Spice Girl.
I don't know. I just want to know who she was.
It is the Spice Girl.
Ginger.
Baby. Yes.
Ginger
Spice. Jerry Halliwell.
I've been doing well with you just naming a show or a band, and I'm nailing the her
first couple
out.
Guests.
Yeah, well, you
I
know
beg your pardon.
Zada said scary first. Only because she's on TV now. She's more prevalent than the others. Then I would have said Posh.
Which one would you have said if it was like a, you know, hey, this is very misogynistic, but if they said, hey, you can spend the night with a Spice Girl of your choice, which
Baby
is very
Spice. Weird.
Okay, Paige.
There are rumors about that one for a little bit. Man, I probably would have picked Ginger and then Scary, because I like the way Scary says, body. You have a wonderful body. She wouldn't say that to me, but I like hearing her say it.
Posh wouldn't put up with me. Like, she wouldn't.
She's used to Beckham, you know.
Yeah,
she's
well, go not that. That. I can bend them too, but like, Ginger Spice. Jerry Halliwell?
Yeah, they better get the reunion going, man, because there's money on the table.
52 is in my head, dude. It might be my IQ now. Who knows?
50.
Ginger Spice is 53.
Well,
years old. You're so close.
So screwed.
I'll tell you what I want. What I finna want.
What you want? You don't even know what kind of eggs in it is. What kind of omelet you want?
I don't have any music from this fella's movies, but I watched his last movie, Trap, and I loved it.
What was that all about?
It's a band we play here on the radio. Oh,
Trap is Josh Hartnett's in the movie. And
they're trapped someone.
I don't think I'll spoil it for you by saying this.
Trap. It's
he's
two chains in it.
No, not to play a partner. He gets coaxed into taking his daughter to a concert, but the whole concert is a trap.
Dude,
oh,
great.
Gosh. Oh gosh.
Yes, yep. I watched that.
It's really good.
That might have been on the last vacation. I had no clue. I was like, I like him. Give it a shot. And I was like, this is a remarkably surprising good movie.
It's one of his best.
Yes.
M. Night Shyamalan. That's who we're talking about.
Yeah, Shyamalan.
I didn't see the one on the beach where people get old. Did you see that one?
Yeah, I tried to watch it, but it was kind of...
Knock Down the Cabin. Did you watch? That was his, too.
I've watched that one. I've watched most of his stuff. I did not care for Cloverfield, but nothing's going to top The Village as far as...
No, that's the best.
What's the best swerve?
Which one was Mel Gibson and Joaquin? That was an early one he did. I like the aliens. That was
Cloverfield.
That might have been it.
I think it's Cloverfield.
Is that when they go outside and outside is killing you? Is that the one?
Oh, I don't think they're crop circles.
No, that's.
Oh, he did Glass. I like Glass.
Glass is Unbreakable. Oh my God.
Yeah, Shattered is another. There's a whole a trilogy of movies.
Creepy.
The guy was crazy. What was it? He played a bunch of different.
He's the guy that's Mr. Robot.
Was it him? He had a bunch of different personalities in one of those movies.
Yeah, he did.
Samuel L. Jackson was like, his bones were made of glass.
Yeah. He's like, I'm glass, mother...
And then he fell down the steps. Oops.
Bruce Willis. Aww.
Bruce Willis's birthday?
No, he was Unbreakable.
Oh, yes. That's right.
M. Night Shyamalan Ding Dong's birthday. Watch Trap.
I know 52 is not right. That movie is good. It's on Netflix. I'm going to go 54.
Okay.
53. Oh, 55 years old for M. Night Shyamalan. This gentleman, he's a vet, so thank him when you see him.
Thank you for your service.
He's John awesome. Tesh?
Nope. He went to the Naval Academy. He did his time in the Navy.
David Robinson.
The Admiral's birthday.
Damn it, boy. Hey, you know, I used to go to his seafood restaurant, Myrtle Beach.
I wish I would have seen him when his son played for Notre Dame when they played at Clemson.
Yeah.
That monsoon game. He was here watching it.
I thought you would laugh at that joke. That was... Admiral's Flagship. I mean, I was placed a buffet at Myrtle Beach. I mean, shoot.
Is that the one that had the big crab for the doors?
Yes. And then they, years later, added a water feature with a swimming mermaid.
A water feature?
Yeah.
A real one?
A real mermaid.
That's awesome.
Somebody's a part-time realtor.
Dude, Margaritaville in Gatlinburg's got an 8-foot-tall lady goes around making air balloons out of damn animals, or vice versa.
What?
Rick Martin's better go snatch her up.
She on stilts, or is she really 8 feet tall?
I don't know.
Okay.
I don't know. But, yeah, she's not making balloons out of animals. They used to. They used to make glue out of them and all kinds of stuff.
Oh, my God.
Paige, you go first. John Tesh.
Oh, my goodness.
The Admiral.
Admiral David
okay,
Robinson.
Okay, 60.
60, she says. I would say he graduated in 92, thus.
David Robinson.
22, yeah. 32. Quite confident it's 58.
Paige is right. It's a big 60 for the Admiral. David Robinson. Happy heavenly birthday to Lucille Ball.
Aww.
You got some splaining to do.
Lucy, you have some splaining to do.
She'd been 114.
Good gracious.
And get the, listen, this will make you feel old. JonBenet Ramsey would have been 35 years old today.
Oh, man.
35.
Dude, that was one of the cuts that I made on the BDA today. How crazy. There was a like, imagine like your local news station.
Uh-huh.
And they're doing like their little morning show. I'm not demeaning it, their little morning show, but their TV local morning show. And they do a fun little thing where they bring in a comedian that's appearing at one of the comedy clubs. And the girl, she starts off her bit. And she's like, yeah, I had a date here last night. And the people are like, oh, yeah, really? He's like, yeah. She said that I look like JonBenet Ramsey. And you see, jeez, like the news people not knowing how to respond to that. And she's like, I mean, like, if she had lived. And I'm like, oh, my God.
Worse.
They aired it on the news. I'm glad I cut that one now.
She's one of those.
Oh, Lord.
Gotta be it.
That's still one of
shocking.
Those. I'm not a woman.
Yeah.
But I still wonder about that one. I don't get into all them, but I wonder about that one.
Dude, yeah. The last documentary they put about that on Netflix is the best one. And I think it answers a few questions. You know, the guy who claimed that like he did it and they said he didn't do it, well, like, he was been in that house before. So why are you like going to exclude him? I'm missing some stuff here, some pieces.
Yeah.
But.
And the sad thing about that is like the mom's dead. I don't know if the dad's still alive.
I think he's still with us.
He's still with us.
But, oh, my gosh.
Yeah. Brother won't talk to anybody.
Yeah. Well, yeah.
It's a good doc.
It's horrible.
I know. I feel like such a hypocrite, what I was saying earlier about, you know, the 30-year anniversary and all this stuff.
30 years. I can't believe it, man. 30 years.
Dude.
And if you watch the age progressions on her, it's kind of creepy looking.
No, not for that. For the earlier thing we mentioned about Union. I remember I was working
that's,
at...
That's the one that's never going to go away, too.
Chick-fil-A at Greenville Mall, which doesn't exist anymore. And I got in there, and... Dude sitting there at Chick-fil-A, my coworker. I said, first off, I'm a crew leader. If you've got time to lean, clean. And he's like, did you hear? And he told me. And I was like, what?
If you're going to jerk, you better work.
Yeah.
Oh, my God. That's so crazy. God bless those two souls. God bless them.
Yeah.
All right. Let me get myself worked. Tomorrow morning, we're going to shave Paige's head when she does yoga.
No, we're not.
We could do anything to her. She does this yoga pose that literally she like totally zones out, and we could go over there and Bonnie Blue her.
We
could. All kinds
you're
of
our
things.
Bonnie Blue. We love it.
Just trying to stretch because I get stiff in here.
Hey, me too.
Hey!
Just go out on that one. You know how to get the podcast.
Tap, type, and text your message to TRG at 800-774-0093 on the TLC Motors text line.
A wonderful way of communicating.
This is the Rise Guys Morning Show.
Bye, baby. Bye.